33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Long before David Bowie ever posed the musical question, mankind has been asking, is there life on Mars? After decades of research, including the unmanned Viking missions, rovers, and landers, scientists still aren't sure. But two studies published last week suggest the answer, at least in the past tense, might be yes. Scientists have found organic matter in the red planet's 3.5 billion-year-old rocks. They've also discovered seasonal changes in methane happening in the Martian atmosphere. Kirsten Seebach is a planetary geologist and assistant professor at Rice University in the Department of Earth, Environmental, and Planetary Sciences. Dr. Seebach, welcome to the Texas Standard.
It's great to be on here.
So can you give us a little bit more detail about these discoveries? What does it mean that scientists have found organic matter?
Right. Well, organic matter just means carbon-based. And so what we found are a number of molecules based in carbon, and there are carbon, hydrogen, and sulfur in these molecules. And those are kind of key ingredients for life as we know it. But they can also come from volcanoes or meteorites or be delivered to Mars in different ways. The exciting thing here is that we found significant or larger carbon molecules that have been preserved in the rock record for the last 3.5 billion years.
So is the implication that perhaps this was not delivered by some asteroid or something like that?
Well, we don't know where it came from yet. We can look into that a little bit more. We probably won't be able to figure it out from what we have right now. But what we do know is that that lake had organic matter in it. And those carbon-based molecules could be a part of life, but they could also be fuel for life if life had existed 3.5 billion years ago.
Very interesting. Now, the second big discovery I mentioned there, the methane in Mars' atmosphere. What's the significance of that?
Methane is another carbon-based molecule. It's a very simple one. It's actually the same as natural gas. It's CH4. On Earth, we use it as fuel. It's typically derived from biological activity on Earth. You can also make methane with some water-rock interactions that do not involve biology. But it wasn't something that we expected to see on Mars. And that's largely because it requires some kind of an active cycle to produce methane. And that active cycle could involve warm water interacting with rocks. Now, that could be very deep inside Mars. But to be able to see that at the Martian surface today, when we think that Mars has been mostly dead for about 3 billion years, it kind of contradicts that story. It tells us maybe Mars isn't quite as dead as we've been thinking it is.
So how long does it take to come to do this kind of research and come to conclusions like this?
Oh, the methane story, for example, we've been working on for 15 years.
Wow.
We first started observing little bursts of methane, and it really wasn't until this paper, which incorporates data from the last 5.5 years from the rover, that we were able to show that those methane bursts occur on a seasonal basis and therefore really are, you know, intrinsic. They're from Mars itself.
Yeah, I love that. So the seasonality of it, that's what suggests that it's not from somewhere else.
Exactly. Meteorites don't land on Mars on a seasonal basis. Seasonal basis implies it's coming from Mars itself.
Yeah. Well, now the next rover mission to Mars, I gather, will be Mars 2020. What are scientists like you looking at next as far as the potential for determining whether there's life on Mars?
Well, there's two things we're looking at now. So we're continuing with the Mars Science Laboratory rover. It's still active. And this last week, we just got the drill up and running again. And so we were able to take another sample. And so we'll look in that sample for more organic molecules. So we'll get to see a sample that represents a later time in the same lake. It's probably about 1 million years to 2 million years later than the first sample that we found these organics in. And then 2020, as you mentioned, is the next big mission that will launch in 2020 and actually land on Mars in 2021. That one will collect pinky-sized samples of Mars that will hopefully be able to return to Earth over the course of 1 or 2 decades. And then we'd be able to really investigate those in detail with all of the laboratory instruments available to us here.
I love your description. They're pinky-sized. That's great.
Yep.
Now, let me ask the cocktail party question here. And this is, you know, you're not speaking with your official scientist hat on. But if I were to be talking with Kirsten Seebach at a party, I might say, hey, listen, Doc, what do you think? You think there's life on Mars? How would you answer?
Ooh, it's a tough question. I consider myself a bit of a skeptic, although these findings do kind of push me to say that if there was life on Mars 3.5 billion years ago, which is really when I think it would be most likely, I always said we'd have trouble finding it. And I'm really surprised or impressed by these findings, because this is the first time we've shown that that really is very likely to have been preserved. And so we really could find it. And so this did change my opinion a little bit on our probability of being able to answer that question.
She's a skeptic, y'all. Dr. Kirsten Seebach is a planetary geologist with Rice University. All good scientists are skeptics, of course. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us. We sure do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.